So I assume you all would like my take on Tom Snyder's presentation on Ivy Tech. I'm healing. Thank goodness I'm a reasonably good healer. Get the stitches out. Turned out there were 20, actually. The nurse said 16, but she didn't count all the ones inside. So the surgeon told somebody 20. Not that I know of. How could you tell the difference, right? not that I know of, but it was messy.
Who opened the door?
Well, a fellow on it. He was in a hurry to get to his workout, and someone called my name, or I would just turn wrist for a second. I was distracted, but you know, it was just an accident. If I'd have been 2 or 3 inches to the right, it might have missed me or hit me on somewhere that wouldn't bleed. I got a nice email from the gentleman later, because at the time I was too busy trying to stop the bleeding, and he disappeared at first. I said I thought maybe
security.
I told somebody that I thought maybe he thought he hit a plaintiff's attorney, but actually when he heard, you know, through your accounts that it was a little more than just a scratch, then he sent me a very nice email.
Had you made your decision on the presidential race before or after?
Oh, do you mean did that knock some sense into me? This is a popular theory. I have made up my mind.
When had you made up your mind?
In the days leading up to the announcement.
Without getting obviously too private, but when was the moment when did you finally come to the realization and say, okay, that's it, I've made my decision? Was there one moment?
I really don't have much more to say about it. You know, I guess I move to say this. I wish folks would pay more attention to the second half of the statement as opposed to the first. You know, what I decided means very little. What happens to me means nothing. What America decides and what happens to the nation in the next few years means everything. And So I would just urge everybody to now that you know the decision, to spend a little time, if you would, reflecting on the real reasons that motivated me to think about maybe doing it in the first place.
Is there any chance that you were going to run for vice president at all, or are you ruling that out as well?
It's just such a crazy hypothetical question. I don't think about it.
Is there any chance that you would change your mind about president?
No.
And so what will you be doing then toward the second half of the statement you're talking about? Mm-hmm. What will you be doing to try to further those ideals? And do you think you have any leverage now that you're not in the race?
Maybe not much, but we can all, I hope, chip in a little bit. Tomorrow I'm going to keep a longstanding invitation to speak about these very questions at a very prominent forum involving former President Clinton and others in Washington. I wrote this book last fall that deals with these very questions exactly as I would have if I had become a candidate. That may give me some opportunities to travel and try to get our fellow citizens to think a little more about it come fall.
Are you satisfied that the other candidates are adequately addressing those issues that you're concerned about?
It's too soon to say. I think there's some good signs out there. I'm very hopeful.
Are you prepared to endorse any of them? Or do you plan to endorse them?
Well, we'll see. I'm not sure, you know, who'd care who I was for.
Have you heard from any of them?
Say again?
Have you heard from any of them?
Yes.
Which ones have you heard from?
I don't want to go into it.
Why are so many prominent Republicans passing in this race?
I think each for his or her own reasons. There's a spread. And but, you know, have a look at what's involved, and can't you think of all sorts of good reasons that a person might not go that route?
I realize your family was important in the decision, obviously, but how much did you personally want it?
Well, I can't answer a question like that. You know, I've tried to be absolutely level with you folks at every stage. Go back, read everything I've read. I'll stand by every word of it. This is not something I would have thought about doing if I We're not really alarmed about the condition of the country. The country we're in, what I consider stable, normal shape, our future looked good, I wouldn't have thought about it for a second. The country is not. This nation is facing what the president's own deficit commission chairman said is the most predictable crisis in history, and we're not doing anything about it. And that's why I thought about it at all. And that's something that in some small way I hope to continue having a little bit of say about. You know, our democracy is about to be tested here. And the people who say that we will not make the changes, we won't make them in time, are really saying they don't trust Americans. They don't think Americans are up to the job of saying we'll look to the future, we'll look to the next generation, we will not spend money, borrowed money on ourselves that our kids will never be able to pay back. I think more of Americans than that, and I hope that the next campaign, whoever's in it, will trust Americans, speak to them that way, and we'll make the necessary changes.
Does your message, Governor, lose some of its potency, the fact that you've taken yourself out of the running?
Sure. I mean, you know, obviously those who run have a taller platform and deserve to be listened to much more. They might actually be in a position to influence events. So, of course, but as I say, there may be at least minor ways in which any of us as concerned citizens can have a little input.
I think you haven't thought much about the vice president, but...